Hi, this is Iris Jackson, and this is Miracles Happen, Dreams Do Come True. And today, I planned on having the beautiful, beloved, precious, dear Reverend Dr. Eloise, I'm a little tongue-tied, Oliver, from the East Bay Church of Religious Science in Oakland, California. And, you know, I don't know if I wrote down her number for us to call wrong, but we haven't been able to contact her. And if you are listening and you are one of the people that might know where she is, or how we can reach her, would you call at 530-876-3222 and let Don know where he can call Reverend E. So calling Reverend E. And it could be that I wrote down her number wrong, but I've tried to call her a couple times and gotten that her mailbox was full, and I know she is very, very, very busy. And I want to tell you my experience of the church, the East Bay Church of Religious Science, because I've been there. And I, the way I got there is that my veterinarian comes to the house, and he has been in therapy for years and has been really, really unhappy and has had a lot of really difficult relationships. And so I've noticed the last couple years he's just been so much happier, just so much happier. And I said, Brent, you know, what is going on? And he said, well, I've been going to this church in Oakland, and it's this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful woman. I think he said 78 years old, and she raised 7 children by herself, working nights as a nurse, and that's how she supported them. And she also, in that time, became a minister. And he said, anybody that can do that, I want to hear what they have to say. And all of her children are very successful. And he said, when you go there, you just can't help being happy. You just can't help being happy. And it's a church of a mix of every denomination, every race, every color, and none of that matters there. When I went, and my friend Joanna from Mount Shasta went with me, and it was just, I felt, you know, at one time I saw the Blues Brothers, and there was this church in the Blues Brothers that where they were dancing and singing and just shining. People were just shining. They were so happy. And to me, that is the Spirit of God. It's that shining joy. It's that self-expression. It's that welcome of people that may on the surface look different than you. It's a welcome of people that might believe differently than you do. It's a welcome of the heart, from the heart to the hearts of all. And the East Bay Church of Religious Science is dedicated to the spiritual transformation of the entire planet. And that is it's the first thing you see on the website. It's this beautiful, beautiful symbol in purple and gold. And then it says dedicated to the spiritual transformation of the entire planet. That is a big, big purpose and mission. And the day my friend and I went, the Reverend Andriette Earl was the minister, and she did a talk on focus. Oh, I want to back up. Before that, the choir did Let the Sunshine In. They sang the songs from Hair, and it was just so exalting, and it was let the sunshine of your heart in, let the Spirit of God in. And I cried because I felt so moved. And there's something else about this church. Oh, and later on, all day I was going, let the sunshine, let the sunshine in. That evening I was swimming in the pool, and I was singing that at the top of my lungs, followed by Joy to the World, all the boys and girls, Joy to the fishes in the deep blue sea, and Joy to you and me. And when I sing that, I mean that to every life stream and life form. Every life form, every life stream, everything that has a heart that beats. And let that all beat together in peace and gratitude and joy for what we've been given. So, after the sermon, I talked to Reverend Andriette, and I told her I hadn't been to church since I was about 13. When I was about 13, I said, if this is the way God is, I'm having no part of Him. And I went inward and searched for God inwardly, and I read and I studied and I prayed, and I said, show me, God, who you are. And I found joy, and I found happiness, and I found harmony, and I found everything good, everything beautiful, everything wonderful. And so, but that is what I felt when I went to the East Bay Church of Religious Science. And so, and I went because my veterinarian, who's been in so much therapy and so much pain, so much emotional pain, and has always been real open and talked to me about it. And he's just a very genuine person. I said, if he loves this, I'm gonna go. And I absolutely loved it. I absolutely loved it. You know, my assistant's calling on the other line. She may have a line on Reverend E. I'll be back. On the air still. She doesn't know where she is. I'm embarrassed, and I feel a little bad for this station because they headlined Reverend E, and I apologize that we didn't deliver, but I take full responsibility for it. And I really appreciated you headlining her, Don, and it's beautifully done. And I guess I want to say that Reverend E's work speaks speaks for itself. And her mailbox is full, and Monday's her day off, and she was going to do this, and I just send her light and all the love of my being for what she has done and what she has created. And she has made her life a miracle because she is giving her best gifts and she shines. You can look at her picture and know she truly serves God and she truly shines. And so I wanted to say that I found brotherhood and sisterhood in this church. And I found it before getting there. I was a little lost. I had a picture in my mind. I thought I had seen it before, and I thought it. I knew what it looked like, and got lost, and had to call and get directions, and then still couldn't do it, and asked two different men that were on the street for directions, and it's easy as pie if you don't have this picture in your mind like I did, and think that you knew where it already was. Well, I didn't. So, the sweetest people, the sweetest two men stopped and told us how to get there. And something I felt brotherhood and sisterhood surround the whole area. So it's spreading out like the sun. Because there is a group of people there committed to letting the sun shine in. And there was kind of a almost steady stream of children that were coming. Joanna and I were sitting in the very back row, and there was an aisle there, and there were children coming kind of in an almost constant parade through and going to the bathroom and then coming back. And you know, they were so sweet, and they were so beautiful, and they were so quiet about it, and nobody was showing off or acting up or trying to get attention or any of those things. They were just being themselves. Nobody was trying to control them. And that feels very, very good to me. It feels like such a harmonious blend of people of all ages. And I didn't feel distracted from what was going on up front at all the entire time. I would like to recommend to you that you try something new, that's a spiritual leap for you or a spiritual adventure, something that may have been in your heart for a while to do, something that you could be a part of to make a difference in the world. You know, my friend Terry Cole Whitaker says, I'm sorry. I got about 10 things I wanted to tell you there at once. I feel a little bit concerned about Reverend E. I feel concerned sort of like I've done it wrong. It's hard for me to concentrate. I wasn't prepared to do this by myself. And I'm sort of just tuning in to what Reverend E would like to give here, and ultimately what the Ascended Masters would like to give here through this program, be- because I am determined that every program be an encouragement, a support, an honoring of you, an assistance to having your dreams come true, living truly what is in your heart, being that, shining that, living that, being beautiful, fulfilled, happy, and inspired beyond words to describe. That is what I wish for you. That is what I wish for all of us. And I mean every life stream and life form. I mean the animals. I mean that cow mothers can watch their babies grow up happy. I mean that chickens can be free. I mean that none of us want to hurt each other or take someone else's skin or someone else's property or someone else's mate, because we all have that which is the most perfect for us. And in that we are happy and free and sovereign in our world. Sovereign means you are the king. You are the queen of your life. You are the creator, the artist, co-creator, beautiful canvas with your I Am presence, with God within you. Pilot to co-pilot. And drawing forth that perfection because we love our I Am presence, which is the one life in all of us. I wanted to tell you this thing Terry Cole Whitaker said, and it has to do with this. And this is it. And this is what I felt in the East Bay Church of Religious Science, Reverend E's church, that she has established. And you know, she told me, this is what Terry said. We're not against anything in this church. We're for things. We're for love. We're for happiness. We're for prosperity. We're for joy. We are for victory in your heart and in your mission, what you came to do, what you came to be. Reverend E has been in full self-expression. She told me her grandparents were slaves, and she was raised in the South, and she said it was very, very, very prejudiced, and she wanted a church where everybody appreciated everybody's differences, and there was nobody better than somebody else, but everyone was perfect. And she said that her children, they always had something to do at home. Like when I talked to her on the phone the other night, her son, her grandson, and her great-grandson were in the kitchen playing Monopoly. And she said something to the effect that we need to play with our children. And you know, we need to play. Seems like I've spent a lot of time in my life being too busy to play. It's like, are you kidding? I'm getting the job done here. And we can be playful with it and happy and joyous and feel victorious with every step we take. because we are clear about where we are going, and we are clear about what we do, bringing peace and happiness. And you know, there are things for me that I don't know how to speak about. They're walking a very thin line for me. I feel like the American people have sort of been conquered without ever firing a shot by the government, and all sorts of things are happening that we didn't get to vote on. Not only that, so many people are numbed with antidepressants. They are not watching what's going on, and we didn't have a presidential election the last two times. It was a hostile takeover. And I don't know how to talk about that. I am calling the violet flame into this. I am calling the light into this. I am calling your prayers into this. I am doing what I see to do about things, and I am passionate about it, and at the same time I don't want to fight something and give it power. I instead want to know it has no power and rise above it. And at the same time I feel like we need to speak up. We need to speak up. We need to be heard. We need the group of people to come forth that threw the tea in the harbor a couple hundred years ago. We need the people to come forward again who wrote the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. We need that spirit in the American people here, the spirit that insists on that we live in a world of harmony, that insists on we live in a clean environment, that insists on corporations and the structures in our government and society to serve and honor life. We insist that illumined understanding comes into all of our leaders. We insist that those that are leading really do have at heart the highest good of all. We insist. We insist that the people that we elected serve us and hear our voice and answer responsibly. I don't know if you know about this, but I am going to talk about it because it has really been of concern to me. There is something that was just handed down from the government, from the governor's office, from the Terminator's office, saying that it was USDA mandated that there would be spraying for light brown apple moth in every county in California for 5 years once a month. And the first time they did it in Santa Cruz and Monterey counties, there were countless animals dead, wild animals, people's pets, fish, birds, and this is documented. you can go to the internet and find, this is documented, it's stopthespray.org. And every ingredient in it is a carcinogenic, or it's a mutant. That means it mutates at the cellular level. So there was such an outcry that it was postponed until August to do further study for environmental impact. Well, we don't need further study for environmental impact when there were all kinds of symptoms in people too. I didn't mention this, but coughing, not being able to breathe, and this can't be allowed. This can't be allowed. That means, see, I don't use poisons of any kind. This product is called Checkmate, and there's a multi-million-dollar contract on Arnold Schwarzenegger's desk to fund this, and it is nothing more than chemical and biological warfare by the government on its own citizens. And I wrote a letter to Arnold Schwarzenegger to that effect. I called, and there is no answer coming from this. We need a class action suit, because if the USDA are the ones who say what is organic, and they certify organic foods, well, I could tell you already there's not going to be any organic farming in California. Everything will be poisoned. You will be poisoned if you live there. And if it's allowed in California, it will be done in other states as well. There is no way to tell how far-reaching it is. It kills bees. If it kills bees, there is no life. So I called up and I said, I don't want to live in one of his movies. I don't want to live in, if you saw that movie Total Recall, people were living in glass domes, and there were women with three boobs. And I called up and I said, I do not want to live like that. I want clean air, and I want the government to listen to the people. There is nobody left that wants that war in Iraq. There is nobody left that wouldn't rather spend that money on making this country clean and happy and educated and supplied with every good thing. I asked Saima last week when she was on. I asked her, how many enlightened people would it take? How many people just pouring out love would it take to change this so nobody's killing anyone? How many people would it take? All of us. All of us, my darlings. And when I speak about this, where there really is peace on earth, where I am just as concerned for your children as I am for mine, that all the children are my responsibility, that all the planet is, I am the caretaker of this planet. And Terry Cole Whitaker said, the trouble with the caretakers of the planet is the babysitters are eating the children. I want to encourage you to sign the petition for stopthespray.org. It really must be stopped. And interestingly enough, it is called Checkmate. It is always of interest to me. I wonder if the people that do things like this think they don't breathe this air or eat this food. All of us must band together with the spirit of pioneers, revolutionaries, speakers of truth. Call, write, email, fax the governor, your senator, your congressman, the Environmental Protection Agency. The Sierra Club. I called it Sierra Day and no one knew a thing about this. I called some of the organic farmers in Watsonville and Santa Cruz, and they didn't know anything about this. I am not into listening to the news, and I don't read newspapers, I don't watch the news, I don't listen, and when something needs to come to my attention, it does. And I call the violet flame, the unfed flame, the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, and the ascended master sacred fire purifying heart's control, the ascended master sacred fire purity to come over this whole situation. And anything that I or anyone else speaks of that is of the negative, to fill it, to cover over it, to close in upon it, to consume and prevent all that is wrong and replace it with the victory of that which is right, which is for the highest good of all of us. And I ask you to pray with me that these things are no longer allowed on this planet. And we must not allow them. We must insist that there is peace, that we feed the children, that we share our food, that we bring the answers, the enlightened, joyful, loving, harmonious answers to not only to our own country, but to the world. America is the heart of the world. In 1968, Martin Luther King did a speech that was totally appropriate for today. And he said, any country that spends more on war and defense than on spreading good, feeding and educating and helping and uplifting its citizens and the citizens of other countries is bound for ruin. That's not the exact words, but it's on a disaster course. And, you know, we have been fascinated with disaster movies and doomsday flicks and those things. And I'll tell you, I really choose not to live those. I choose to live on a planet where everyone honors and supports and loves and uplifts and cheers for everyone else. For everyone and everything else. You know, I stopped eating dairy today, or not today, this week, a couple days ago, and it wasn't an easy thing for me because I've always adored cheese. I've always adored it. And I haven't eaten meat for years and years and years, and the reason I haven't eaten meat is because I've been on the farm. I've known cows personally. And there are no mothers in the world that love their babies more than cows do. They love them. Mother cows have been separated from their babies and have broken down fences and run 10 miles and found their babies. And I respect and honor motherhood. So, while back, I quit wearing leather and using leather. And then, and as I've known my friend Sharon Callahan, who is an animal communicator, I've gotten more and more and more and more aware of how much I truly love and adore animals. I truly love and adore them. And want them to be happy and free. So the other day, my son, who is a vegan, Sonny, thank you, he brought me this, it's just a little flyer from PETA, People for Ethical Treatment of Animals. And it said, reasons not to eat cheese and, you know, and dairy and it talked about personal health reasons, and then it talked about in dairies, the female cow has to be kept pregnant or she doesn't give milk, so she's kept pregnant all the time. Her babies are all taken away from her within one day, and they're chained in stalls, so they can't even turn around in filthy stalls, and kept there without being able to move until they're killed for veal. And I just went, you know, I don't need that. I do not need that. That was the end for me. So I have to tell you, I had soy cheese last night. And it was very good. It was very good. And I felt better. Hello? Do we have a call?
Hello?
Hi.
This is Reverend Eloise. I understand I'm on the list of a most wanted here.
You are the most wanted, my darling. Well, we have a few minutes and we'll make up for lost time and then we'll do it again, okay?
All right.
Well, I've been singing your praises. I'm sorry we got our wires crossed. I think I probably must have written down your number wrong. And whoever found...
I think that you might be calling me from a restricted number because my phone rang several times, but it showed up in my phone as restricted. And so I didn't answer because I get all kinds of calls, and when a call comes in restricted, I don't answer it.
Oh, good for you. Well, next time I will unmask my number. You know, I don't know why I got that anyway. I got it because I don't want people like the IRS and things like that to know my number. But if you call up about a credit card now, they know your number, even if it's a restricted call. They're the ones I didn't want calling me back, you know?
Oh, my goodness.
So I think they pay more. But I wanted to talk to you about your purpose here, your mission. The East Bay Church of Religious Science is dedicated to the spiritual transformation of the entire planet. God bless you.
Yes, we feel that we can do that one person at a time, not by proselytizing and by preaching, but by practicing unconditional love ourselves and for everyone and for all living things.
Oh, that is so good. That is, and it is so felt at your church. You know, when I was there, you give a CD of the service to every new person that comes, and so my friend and I got two, and then I bought the DVD. I bought two of the DVDs, and I've been passing it around, and people get so inspired. And I was saying that on that Sunday when I came, I was just, the rest of the day I was pretty much singing at the top of my lungs. Let the sun shine.
So what, do you remember what date that was?
It was, I think, the 25th, and you were with your son. And Reverend Andriette Earl spoke on focus, and it was a wonderful, wonderful service.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
So, what do you want to give people today? What's been on your heart? What's been in your, what's come up in your prayer and meditation sessions?
Well, I talk about the same thing all the time, and that is unconditional love, and that people are always doing the best they can at their level of awareness at that present time. And so people's blood level and energy level and all that fluctuates from time to time. And many times people who are being mean are actually not feeling well, and they don't know they're not feeling well, or it's just actually a mental and physical thing. And if you're near someone in that state, they might be sound abusive or act abusive, but that's not the real person. And because I'm a parent, I know that. I have 5 sons and 2 daughters. I have many grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And so that same person that's acting, that's behaving unseemingly today will be a very nice person tomorrow. And I have to keep up with those days when they're nice people so I can remember that when they misbehave at another time. And so it has helped me to learn to love people beyond what they're doing, that I love people because of who they are. And people always respond to love. There's no person or no flower, or no plant, no tree that will not respond to care. And before I was a minister, I'm a nurse. I'm a licensed vocational nurse. And so I know that from taking care of people in the hospital, that the doctors perform surgery or do whatever they do, but when they leave the patient, they turn the patient over to the nurse. And it depends on the love and care of the nurse to help that person through that following the surgery or whatever the doctor's procedure was. So we all respond to love. We all do.
Yeah. You know, last summer I got a little kitten, the most precious little kitten at the pound, and he was kind of sick when I brought him home, and besides being sick, pardon me?
Well, I didn't say anything.
Oh, besides being sick already, they gave him shots right before I took him home, and then I had to go out of town, and I was gone for several days, and I have the dearest friend, and she came over on Saturday and just held him all day, and I know that is what pulled him through, and now he is just the happiest, healthiest little thing. But she just, you know, he had been in a cage for 5 weeks and he was just kind of giving up, and she just loved him so much that he was a healthy little kitten when I came back.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, plants and trees do the same thing. That so I'm a farmer, and I know that when you plant things, you have to everything you do. Well, each human being emits a certain kind of energy, and people and things soak up that energy. And if you're loving, that energy produces growth. And it also, being in love, is beneficial to those people who are in love. I'm so thankful that I have a large family, because it gives me such an opportunity to love, and it makes me aware that love never runs out. Sometimes people will look at me, because I have 7 children and 15 grandchildren and about 20 great grandchildren or something like that. I've lost count.
You've lost count.
Oh, that's such a big family. You just must really be worried, tired out. But it's not true. That I, to me, having a large family has proven to me that there's no limit to the capacity to love. That the more I love them, and then the church has around 1,500 people, so I'm involved with all these people, and so I never get lonely, I never get bored. I'm in my 70s, I have all kind of energy, and I really enjoy life at a time when, you know, according to statistics, people should be slowing down. I'm having a great time because I just love. And I practice it on people that seem to be mean, you know, people that other people just don't want to be bothered with. I know that if you practice love, these people come around. Sometimes people don't trust love. They've been hurt and all that. So right away in the beginning, they don't trust that. But if you continue to be the same, to always be loving, it changes people. It really does. And people who have addictions or whatever, what they need is love. You do not need to allow people to walk on you and like that, but you need to love. What they need is unconditional love and respect. And say, I know that this is not who you are. When I talk to my grandchildren, if they are doing something that I don't want them to do, I'll just say to them, you know, I love you. And I know who you are. And this behavior here is not you. This is not you, and I know that.
And I'm not enjoying it.
Yeah, and I let them know that I love them anyway. And so that's what I am. I want to be love. I want to be unconditional love. Like Mother Teresa wanted to be peace, I want to be love. I want to show the world that love is stronger than hate, and it goes beyond the grave. It continues, and it's infectious.
And it's what?
It is infectious. People can catch love. You know, you just keep loving, and it's like the movie, play it forward. If you love, it keeps on, people around you start to love other people, and the circle gets wider.
Yes, and you know what else? You know what else I felt in your church? And you weren't even there that day, apparently. And I felt that each person, that they didn't leave what was taught in the church on Sunday and then have it separate from their other life. You know, I felt that they were each practicing the presence, using, applying everything that they were taught there and growing. I felt flourishing there among people.
Mm-hmm. That's what we try to do. That's what we do. And I, each person, I give anybody permission. If I'm not behaving in a loving way, please be sure and call me on that.
So woohoo!
Lying, because I don't want to ever forget that or to move out of that.
Have you ever had to be called on it?
Oh, I had a day. One day I stood up in the pulpit and I said that I want us to be an absolutely healed environment. If anyone has anything against each other in the church, we play the song, I forgive you, you forgive me, something like that. And so people just got up and started walking around. And I said, that includes me. If I have said anything that offended anybody at any time, please let me know. And the guy came up and told me.
Yeah?
And I've had people to tell me that that I get on their very last nerve.
Well, you know what? If you speak your truth and if you do what you're here to do, it's bound to get on somebody's nerves once in a while.
Sure does.
You know what? I'm not here to behave and keep my head low and be appropriate. I'm here to be fully alive.
I am myself. I appreciate you having me on. I'm sorry that we got our wires all mixed up, but next time it'll be straight.
Yeah. Do you want to come back?
Yes.
You know what I would like to do? And I would like to do several shows and have both you and Reverend Andriette on. And I would like to do a series on prosperity principles and how people, even though a lot of people are talking hard times now,
yes.
I think that we can all choose our own consciousness and be financially free regardless of what appears to be going on in the general population.
I think so, too. I think that each one of us has our own individualized, and we don't have to be affected by anything that goes on around us. I did a wedding recently of a friend of mine that was in her 60s, and she is so in love. She's just like a little girl, and I am so glad to see that, because sometimes people get cynical as they grow older. They start to feel that I've seen it all, and they divide things in categories. This works and this doesn't work. But in order to really be happy, you have to realize that every day is a new beginning. And so if everyone else is not having money, it doesn't mean that I can't have some.
And it doesn't help anybody else for us not to have some.
That's true. Yeah, so I think that people should have money. If they don't want it, give it to a charity.
Or, you know, give it to something that you want more of.
Yes.
Give it to something you want more of in the world. One of the things I like to do is give money to, like, Tony La Russa and people that rescue animals, and because animals have given so much of God to me.
Mm-hmm.
They've taught me so much about God's love.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just really, I know you've had Edwene Gaines at your church, and her four spiritual laws of prosperity is just so important, and one of them is tithing.
Yes, giving activates the law of receiving. Now, I was raised on a farm, and there was a pump in the backyard, and there was a long pipe from this pump that go deep into the ground, and in order to create suction, there's a rubber cap on the that is activated when you push the handle of the pump up and down. This rubber cap slides up and down in this pipe, and that's what creates the suction for the water. And sometimes if you haven't used that pump for quite a while, that rubber cap will become dry and will shrink away from the walls, the cylindrical walls of that pipe. So in order to get water out of the pump, you have to always have some water to pour into the pump. And when you pour the water into the pump, after a few minutes, that rubber suction will expand and so that it touches the walls of the pipe. And then when you pump it, it will draw the water up out of the ground. And so that's the way money is. When you pour some in, it expands, and then you're able to receive much more than you've poured in.
Yep. It's a really important thing. And, you know, Reverend E., we need to go now, but I want to thank you so much and want to set up another time to have you on. And in closing, I want you to tell people how they can reach you.
What did you say?
I want you to tell people how they can reach you because we're out of time.
Oh, our church is at 4130 Telegraph Avenue. It's actually on the corner of 41st and Telegraph. We have a white wrought iron fence around our church. It's a church directly across the street, but it has a black fence. So that's how you can tell us. It's at 4130 Telegraph Avenue.
And you'll hear the music and the joy pouring out.
All
thank
right.
you. God bless you. And thank you for listening. And may all your dreams come true and be 1,000 times more wonderful than you ever dreamed possible.
Bye-bye.
Bye.